everybody is looking to the market to see where they can spot trouble. The problem is most people can't find it. You see something that looks good and you think that's it. You don't even see the things that look bad. Well, that's what we're looking for. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life, where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do this by digging in at the footnotes level and basically trying to make sure that, well, if you're just looking at the skin deep level, you might come to a conclusion that if you ask a key question,
is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
You get an answer that suggests, yeah, it's definitely possible. A lot of things that may look good, they're dangerous when you dig in. And by the way, it can flip around and be the other way as well. Something could look like it's headed for trouble. The guys at New Constructs might think it's attractive. If you want to learn more about how it works, newconstructs.com, where they blog about all of their danger zone picks, so there's always more information available. Joining me now, David Trainer, president and founder at New Constructs. David, thanks for being back on Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Pinterest and Zendesk.
Danger, danger.
Pinterest and Zendesk. That's ticker symbol PINS and ticker symbol Zen. This is, I guess, a continuation of a theme for the last couple of danger zones. We first had who we thought was going to miss. Then we had folks that maybe didn't miss, but might still be headed for trouble. Now we've got the ones that, yeah, they have missed, right?
Yeah, that's right. And these are also some prior danger zone picks, because we have for a long time kind of only focused on adding stuff to the danger zone and not circle back on some of these picks in a while. And so it's time to revisit both of these. They're both still in the danger zone. Pinterest has outperformed as a short. Zendesk has not, but we still think both have over 50% downside easily.
But what's going to trigger that?
You know, it's hard to say. Look, in these days, what could trigger anything? Like, I mean, bad news comes out on Tesla and it still goes up. So, you know, we're in a wild place in the market. And I think, honestly, Chuck, I ponder that question a lot, philosophically, existentially. What will trigger a correction? And I think we're starting to see it happen a little more. You know, I mean, Pinterest got crushed when they missed their user growth numbers here recently. I think they're down 20% in a day. And so despite the indexes grinding higher on most days, there's a lot of carnage hidden in there. And anyway, I feel like the one thing that Wall Street and regulators can't prevent investors from doing and really causing, I think, the bubble in a lot of these stocks to pop, they can't stop investors kind of having a greater awareness of what makes investing versus what makes speculating. Robinhood, all these firms, all the meme stocks, all the Reddit stuff, it's all about speculating. And investors don't realize how much they're getting played. As soon as they wake up to this fact and realize, hey, look, there's this thing called fundamentals that can help us actually have our cake and eat it too. We can actually play this momentum game, but we can then also be smart about it by only putting bets on companies that deserve money, that have good valuations, good profits.
Let's talk about how you calculate a 53% downside in Pinterest. Because Pinterest, as you pointed out, it was a danger zone pick last year, late in 2020. The stock is down from when you first put it in there, but it's still overvalued. So how do we get through this earnings period? Have people looking at it, they're not coming to the same conclusions you are. How do you get 53% downside as your forecast here?
53 is just sort of, you know, like we're not really into target prices, right? But it starts with saying, okay, look, to justify $60 a share, the current stock price, you have to assume that this company is going to have margins that are equal to Facebook and monthly active users that are over half of what Facebook has, 92% of what YouTube has, right? So they're going to have same margins and close to the same monthly active users, you know, kind of an impossible scenario for Pinterest on it as a standalone business, right? And then the stock is worth $28 a share if you assume they can achieve margins not like Facebook at 36%, but Twitter at 16% and grow revenue at consensus, right? That's only $28 a share. And that's still significant, like half of YouTube's monthly active users, right? And a margin that's really high. I mean, you know, Twitter's at 16, Pinterest is at 10. So a huge amount of growth and profitability improvement baked into even a $28 share price.
And
that's how we get there.
Okay.
So there's a lot more downside.
And let's talk as well about Zendesk, because the difference on Zendesk to Pinterest in some respects is that since you put it in the danger zone, it's and we're saying it was headed for trouble, it's actually been going up. It's been defying gravity this whole time, which makes the gravitas that it's facing a little bit worse.
Yeah, I mean, it's up a lot. It's up like 120%, right? So, you know, we're getting our face ripped off there. But this business, I mean, it just makes no sense of this valuation. I mean, it's a customer relationship management platform competing directly with Salesforce, ServiceNow, HubSpot, Oracle, Microsoft, you know, just to name a few, not any of the startups, right? And the profits are terrible. They got a negative 13% margin. And the stock price implies that they're going to improve their margins significantly up to Salesforce's margin, right? And grow revenues compounded annually at 45% for the next 7 or 8 years. That would mean it would take its market share from 2 to 21%, right? Which is ridiculously high. Salesforce has got 49% of the CRM market, you know, and they've got unlimited capital to lose money as well. And again, big firms are competing in that market. It's a cheap add-on for firms like Oracle and Microsoft. Anyway, we don't really feel like these guys have a chance to do anything close to that. They're lucky if they maintain 2% market share. And if they do, even if they get to 6% market share, the stock's only worth $24, and that's an 80% downside.
So any way you cut it, well, we can see more trouble. It's why Zendesk and Pinterest are back in the danger zone. They are tickers PINS and ZEN. And if you want to learn more about why they're back in the danger zone, if you want to see all the danger zone picks and a lot more, and of course, the fabulous research, go to New Constructs. They're at newconstructs.com, on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, their president, my guest. Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
My pleasure too, Chuck. Thank you.
So that was fun. Again, you know where to go for more information, but stick around because there's more Money Life coming and we've got more information here.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.